Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. I am your host, Ali W., with my co-host.
What's up, imposters? I'm Drew Brees.
Today, we are talking about...
We are not
talking about Attack on Titan because there is no new episode. Our hearts are is with everyone there. You know, they're going through some difficulties, and we wish them the best.
Absolutely.
So hopefully they can get better. But we do have some ideas, you know. We are talking about some shit, so we thought that in good fashion, what we did is we went to Old Faithful Twitter, yeah. And Twitter never lets us down. Gave us some ideas, and today we're gonna talk about the following four things: what was our first anime?
Okay.
What was our most recent anime? What is our best anime? And what is our worst anime?
Okay.
So I don't know. What do you want to do? I go first with first anime, then you go after me, or you want
to? Yeah, let's do that.
Best, worst.
Bro, my worst anime is this.
No, are you going from the? Oh, okay.
I'm just.
Oh, okay.
You know, adding a side note on the worst anime.
So. What you're giving us a little sneak peek?
Sneak peek.
What's a sneak peek?
I'm a little torn.
Oh, okay.
On the worst anime.
Okay. All right. That's I like to see that.
I think our first anime.
My first anime. Go ahead. You say your first anime.
Let me kick it off. My first anime that I ever watched. Like.
Do you want me to generate what mine was? Because I know exactly which one mine was.
No. I want us to have some type of criteria.
So
first anime we completed, right? Is that a better?
No, because what if somebody says Pokemon and Pokemon's still going? There's a bunch of stuff. So whatever was the first anime that you watched that you knew was anime? Okay. Like it's not like. Because there's a difference. American cartoons, like, I'm not going to count, like, Justice League. I love Justice League. I'm not going to count that. I'm not going to count Static Shock. I love that. I'm not going to count Jackie Chan Adventures. It has to be made in Japan, and then they brought it here to the States.
Okay.
Or we watched it here in the States. I know which one mine was.
I think.
It was both the same.
I think so. I mean, yeah. It's pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
First anime that grew up in our era.
Yeah, was.
You tell me.
You know, go ahead. Yu-Gi-Oh?
No.
Oh, okay. Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Z.
I watched Pokemon before Dragon Ball Z.
I don't think I watched Pokemon before Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, okay.
I don't consider Pokemon anime.
Right.
So that's why.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's definitely technically a you ever watched Digimon, by the way?
Yeah,
I always thought Digimon was cooler than Pokemon, but Pokemon was way more popular. Digimon was cool. Like,
yeah,
it had a story behind it.
Yeah.
Like an enemy, and, you know, you defeat them. Mm-hmm. Whereas Pokemon, every episode's the same. You beat Team Rocket, and you learn to love Pokemon, because they're real friends, you know, like thick and thin. You know, that's what the whole thing with Pokemon is.
Yeah, I think Pokemon episodes or seasons are so isolated. You know what I'm saying? Like season one and season two can easily been dropped to season 10 or season. It was just no.
No, the only thing is, bro, is like the only way you can tell a new season is a new season is when you look at the new Pokemon.
Right.
That's the only thing, because it's the same story.
It's the same. Yeah.
Like, I swear. And the thing is, like, I think they can get away with that is because. Kids watch it and those kids grow up and don't watch other seasons.
Gotcha.
You can't like One Piece. As a continuous story from beginning to end. There's absolutely. Never a, like a, they redo something, or it's like they never beat to death this topic. Like, how many times does a Pokemon get injured and they have to rush him back to Nurse Jenny? Like, come on, bro. This shit is like kind of dead in the water by now. So I that was, if we're not counting that, then it would either be Dragon Ball Z or Gundam Wing.
Okay.
Yeah,
those
would be my first two.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z was my first love, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Dragon Ball Z just kicked off the love of anime for me.
Yeah.
Because I felt like Dragon Ball Z was different from a cartoon. I consider like Pokemon and
you consider Pokemon with okay, because it was episodic.
Yeah, those were cartoons in my opinion.
Yeah,
like
because it didn't pick off where the next episode left off.
It wasn't a continuation. It wasn't a story.
Yeah,
ongoing story, right?
Dragon Ball Z was in fact a ongoing story.
Absolutely.
Like Hey Arnold. I loved Hey Arnold. Yeah, Every episode was different from the one before it.
Absolutely.
Rocket Power, whatever, SpongeBob.
Rats, SpongeBob. Yeah. Those are considered cartoons.
Yeah, because every episode they run into a new issue and they just, that's it. You'll never see that issue again.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
It's, whereas
whatever happened within that episode is wraps.
Yeah, no yeah.
Continuation.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so did you ever watch Gundam Wing? Because the thing is, like, I remember watching Dragon Ball Z and Gundam Wing, and them. You remember Toonami?
Yeah.
So it would air on Toonami, so I think they would be around the same time.
Yeah, the thing is, I never picked up on Gundam Wing at all.
Oh, okay.
It was just like
it was a side topic, not a side topic, but like it was like. It didn't pique your interest?
Right, right.
Yeah.
It was kind of similar to how you remember I told you in the past I used to watch like random episodes of Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, yeah. So you never got the full story of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't follow the story.
Yeah.
That sums it up.
Yeah, the thing is like when I looked at those kinds of animes, like I would always make it my job to like start from the beginning, like wherever I would watch it is like I would continue to watch it,
yeah,
and then circle back to when it started again.
Gotcha.
So if that makes sense, like if like let's say it's a 30 episode anime, I started at episode 15. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what the fuck happened for the first 15 episodes,
and so, back in the day we were so limited, we didn't have access to
DVR, you know, Netflix, DVR, all Netflix, the seasons, like Hulu,
internet Crunchyroll.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
bro.
Wasn't it still dial up? I know I didn't have internet in my house, bro.
Yeah,
until same. I was like a teenager.
Yeah, I remember thinking like I remember when we first had internet. It would be the kind where you would have to choose between your phone line or the internet.
Gotcha.
And if you picked up the phone line, it would make this raps. Robotic noise, like
yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like so you'd have to, and it was the slowest fucking thing. Like, right now, imagine, like, 2G is fucking fast compared to that shit.
Gotcha.
It was a single HTML web page with three pictures of a Pikachu, and I remember it would take, like, 2 minutes for it to load.
Right.
It was so slow.
Bro, I remember pulling up, like, different pictures because I used to draw Dragon Ball Z characters.
Oh, you are good with art, yeah.
Yeah, and
it would take forever.
It would take forever just to download an image.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, printing it was like a
bro printing deal. It yeah like having oh color bro. I remember at the school at my school library, like you would have to pay $1 for color pages, and like I would just go there and like I want this picture, and you'd have to have a floppy disk.
Oh,
you remember
man,
those?
I remember
and like
the
you would have to pull the thing, and if you pulled it too much it would break.
I remember having a card in a different colors.
Yeah.
Different subjects, man.
You remember when you had CDs and it was different color CDs and like you just write the names on there?
Yeah.
That was a real mixtape, bro.
I remember when
we're fucking old.
Make a mixtape, bro. Oh, this is fire, bro.
Yeah,
you can
bro. There was that one guy who had LimeWire, and he would download everything, and you just go to him. Yeah. $5 for a CD.
That's what I was getting to, bro. Yeah. You can make a killer.
Yeah.
If you had LimeWire, bro.
Yeah.
You had access to everything.
Bro, and you'd catch so much viruses. So many viruses.
I think me and my brother, man, we just crashed our hard drive. Our first computer, bro. Yeah. We beat the hard drive up, bro. I don't know how many viruses we caught.
Bro, I remember one time I downloaded a thing, though. I thought it was a song. And then it said, like, it just flashed, you've been hacked.
Oh, shit.
And then it shut off.
Yeah.
I was like, my brothers are going to beat the fuck out of me.
Bro.
I took the computer wire and I hit it.
Oh, shit.
Like, the power cord? Yeah. Like,
and that probably got rid of the virus.
I don't know what it did.
Hard reset on it.
But they were like, what happened to the computer cord? I'm like, I don't know. Who took it? Like, I was just trying to delay the inevitable.
Right.
But, yeah, it was so bad. Man.
Yeah, bro.
I was, because they were, bro, like, computers were expensive back then.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right now, you could get a cheap-ass, bro, you could get a tablet that could do everything those computers did and more for $100. Before, like, you'd have to drop $700 for a shitty computer.
Yeah, I remember the first computer repurchase was well over $1,000.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of money, shit.
Back then. That's a lot right now.
Exactly.
Like, imagine that, bro. It was, man, we're old. People are looking young, at this. Bro. Yeah. We're young spirits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Dragon Ball, back to the anime stuff, though.
Dragon Ball Z was your first?
Yeah, bro. It was just like
virginity.
I think I started off like it was on the Namek saga.
Yeah.
So I think I missed the whole Saiyan saga, bro.
Of Vegeta and Nappa, bro. Raditz. So
it was like I picked up there, and I didn't you know have the backstory of Goku and Krillin. Yeah. I did not know Dragon Ball even existed.
Yeah, you didn't know they started out as enemies.
Yeah.
Tien, Chiaotzu, exactly. They were all enemies.
I didn't have none of that perspective.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty about it. You just picked up on it.
And just went right with it.
And the thing about Toonami, they would do, after they finish a saga, bro, they'll restart the saga or start
That's what I was gonna say.
Series,
yeah, over from beginning, over. Yeah.
And that's how I picked up on, you know, episode one of Dragon Ball Z.
You're like this; it's like a brand new show,
bro.
It really is.
Oh, okay, so that's how they got here. And
that's
why Vegeta. I didn't know they even.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that they even hated each other.
Exactly. Yeah. So
I remember when Vegeta had a fake moon.
Yeah,
that he would project into the sky that would turn him into a giant ape.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's how all your questions was answered, bro. It was like, bro,
you would have to wait weeks or months for
months, a year, bro.
Yeah, for it to go back.
Yeah, bro, it was like that deep, man, and it was like real serious. That man, like, I was. Stop.
You had to 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
You would watch.
I don't give a fuck what's going on.
Yeah, we're gonna watch this. Yeah, because if you miss it, you miss it, bro. You miss it.
You
yeah,
you can't, bro.
Yeah, you're shit out of luck. There is no DVR. There is no, bro. DVR right now is old technology to kids. I swear, they're like all 7 seasons are on Netflix. What the fuck?
Like kids, I mean, today's age, bro, they got it so made because they got just unlimited access to everything, bro.
It's
so quick at their fingertips.
They're in the golden age right now, man.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know what's going to happen that's going to make it worse, but right now I feel like it's the golden age. Like, you don't even have to work for a shit ton of anime series, bro. You got just a huge backlog off the cuff.
What was your first anime? You said Gundam.
It was either Gundam Wing or Dragon Ball Z. I don't remember. They were at the same time.
Oh, okay.
It was definitely the Saiyan Saga.
You started within the Saiyan. Okay, so you got lucky.
I would watch Toonami every day. I would watch. It's not I lucked into it. It's just I would watch it every day. Cartoon Network, I would get home. I knew that from this time to this time, it was Cartoon Network. And from this time to this time, it would be Nickelodeon.
Gotcha.
And then at night, Disney Channel would air one of its movies.
That
was
Disney
my schedule.
Channel was
every,
hype too, bro.
Yeah. Proud
they
Family.
Had some gems, bro. Like,
I want to see
the
right
Disney
now.
Disney Channel original movies, man.
Even Stevens.
Oh, Even Stevens was a classic.
Shia LaBeouf,
that's my guy.
The American Dragon with Jake Long, that was one. Those were good.
Tell nobody, but I actually liked the High School Musical. I'm saying it low.
Yeah, they can hear you regardless.
I know.
And you saying don't tell anyone is counterproductive to the fact that we're being recorded and being shown to. Like 10 years down the road, somebody's going to be like,
you said,
like, you like High School Music. I thought you were about to say you jerked off to Hannah Montana. I'm like, that makes me too.
No. I feel like when Hannah Montana, I think I felt like I was.
You were probably in high school.
Old, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like I was looking at women.
I was old too. Fuck, that is a crime. Okay.
It's fucking
crime. No, I was actually like probably like 6th grade or 7th grade or something
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even I don't know, bro, like at that age I was interested in like women.
The fuck was I interested in? Dogs, cats?
No, I'm saying, you know how...
You know oh, how... Oh, like, yeah, like yeah.
teenager stuff, they like other teenagers.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that wasn't me. I was looking at...
You were looking at, like... You were the teenage star.
It was like, I'm a teenager interested in, like, adults.
Oh, okay, like, yeah. Entertainers, you yeah. Like, you weren't interested in, like, oh, like...
Like Beyonce or... You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you didn't have
grown women, like yeah. people I knew. I can't wait till I grow up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm a highlighter.
Yeah.
Not knowing that, you know.
I always thought Jessica Alba was like very, like, that was it for me as a kid. So
yeah, she was hot.
Yeah. I fuck with her. I fuck her as in I would have sex with her repeatedly yeah. to this day.
Okay. Tell her right now. Hey. She's watching.
Jessica Alba, I know we never met, but let's fuck. Do you think that would work?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. That's probably why.
All right. Let's move on.
Never works. Okay. Last anime.
The last anime. What's going on, bro?
Get one from us.
So the last anime I watched.
Yeah. This one we'll say completed, because what if you watched One Piece? You know, that's still ongoing. Like, what was the last anime you finished?
No. I won't say completed.
You want to say completed?
No.
Oh, you don't want... Yeah, okay, whatever you want. Go ahead. I'll say whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is regardless the same.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen. Okay.
Yeah, that's the last anime I watched.
Oh, okay. When did you watch it?
I actually just picked up on it a couple weeks back.
Oh, okay.
And I think I watched just a couple episodes. Three, four episodes, something like that.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I stopped watching it.
As you always do.
Right. I'm a bands type person. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
I want the episodes to grow. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
And I just want to knock it out after that.
You don't want to have to wait.
Yeah.
You'd rather forget it exists, toss it in the fucking bin, and then forget it ever happened, and then remember years down the road, oh, shit, I did like this anime. I watched the first two episodes. Let me watch the whole fucking thing. Bro. Because you cannot wait week to week.
I can't do that.
But you can watch One Piece for fucking 30 years.
And, bro, that's the, like, brutal part of it, bro. I'm invested in One Piece, but I just hate waiting to see what's going to happen in the story, bro.
So, why don't you, like...
That's where my love for manga came into play.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, what the fuck is going to happen? You know, the anime is so behind.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know what was happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I couldn't wait on anime. I had to read up on it.
So, okay. So, why don't you do this? Why don't you stop reading the manga?
I cannot stop reading for five years. Absolutely, I cannot do
bro, that. 5 years, it'll be the best 2 days of your life.
Oh, I feel you.
Like, at the end of those 5 years, it'll be like, all of this. And you'll everything so fast. Like, you'll just get caught up to...
I just feel like if I do that, bro, it's like, what happens if I make that sacrifice and make it to year four with 3 more months? I get hit by a bus.
Yeah. But I mean, you got hit by a bus. You wouldn't know.
Hey, hit by a bus and God.
Do you survive or did you die?
Yeah, I don't survive the bus.
Yeah, then who gives a fuck?
Damn, bro. Like, I missed out on.
But this, you would have never thought that because you'd be dead.
No. I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy my life to the fullest. Meaning,
I see.
I'm going to read my shit.
Yeah. But you don't apply that to other animes, is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying on the anime tip, like, I feel like, Demon Slayer, a prime example.
Yeah.
I picked up on Demon Slayer, right? Mm-hmm. Finished the first season.
Yes.
And I'm like, this shit was so damn cold.
Yeah.
I need to know what happened.
I
finished the manga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was really almost at the end because the manga completed.
Okay, yeah.
So I know the story.
Yeah.
I know what happened. I know the ending.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Demon Slayer is out cold.
Okay. So you don't, the thing is, like, you want to say, if anime is really good,
Yeah.
Then you will finish it. Otherwise, if you can wait on it, you'll just wait on it.
Exactly. Oh, and okay. I feel like on Jujutsu Kaisen, I can wait on it because it haven't built up to nothing like OP yet, in my opinion, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Based off the first like 3-4 episodes. I mean, you can correct me. You can let me know if I'm missing out on something early.
No. Because
I know you pretty much finished. You caught up.
I'm
right?
caught up, yeah. But it's good. The thing is, I don't want to overhype it and say it gets great, but it gets better. Like, it continues right. to, after, it's still introducing new characters for the first, like, 15, 16 episodes, and okay. you just get an idea of who everyone is, and then they start doing real shit. So,
gotcha. Yeah, see, I'm trying to, you know, stockpile it and really get my mind blown when, you know what I'm saying,
I watch
30 episodes back to back to back to back.
Yeah. Are you saying you're going to get mind blown, like you're going to get really high and watch it back to back, or are you saying...
All of the above.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I feel like I only ask those questions rhetorically, but you never like when I ask you those questions. Okay. So, my last anime...
Okay.
Can I talk about mine?
Go ahead.
I don't know.
The floor, my boy.
Okay. It's what I was asking is if you're done, then I'll.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. I'm done with my last anime.
My last anime was Rent a Girlfriend.
Oh. You told me, hey, bro, have you ever seen Rent a Girlfriend?
Yeah.
I said, bro. Why the fuck? I can't even get past the title.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I? Rent a Girl. I see Rent a Girlfriend. It's a fucking million animes I can
watch. And then Rent a Girlfriend.
Rent a Girlfriend.
Good news, they're making a season 2.
Really? I heard it was decent because I was watching a YouTube video.
Yeah.
And I think it made the list on
the guy,
top 10.
The person was saying it's a top 10, or it's a good anime. Like,
yeah.
It's up there, yeah.
Yep, so I heard of it. It's just, I don't think I can. I don't know. You have to tell me that this shit is really, really good for me to even commit to even begin to watch the anime. I most definitely want to read the manga. But it's just like, bro, like, nothing excites me about renting a girl.
You're like renting. Like, I got to give this bitch back.
It's a tutorial of...
You remember, what the fuck was it? Love Don't Cost a Thing. It's a similar premise. With Nick Cannon and Christina Milian. I know, okay.
But guess what?
Yeah.
That shit was an hour and 30 minutes tops, right? It was and I love Christina Milian.
Yeah, you love these girls getting, too.
It's what I'm getting out of watching an animated How to Rent a Girl. It's called How to Rent a
Girl. No, just Rent a Girlfriend.
Oh, Rent a Girlfriend?
Yeah. It's easy to rent one, bro.
I mean, is it good? I mean, I know I kind of cut you off when you brought it up last week.
No, you cut me off just now, too.
I know. I did, but I know. And when I cut you off last week,
yeah,
I just dumped it out my memory.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so when I said it, did you laugh? Did you be like, did you do that? Like, you didn't want to audibly let me hear it, but did you, like, interior in your brain think that?
I was like, bro, like, is he serious? Like,
he's not taking a mick. Like, he's not shooting the breeze. Like, he's being for real.
Like, are you serious? Did you really pick up this anime? And I don't mean to offend anybody. You know what I'm saying? If it's a good anime, it's good. It's just
a good anime.
I just can't gravitate towards it. Just off the title, it's just not.
Okay, so what if I told you there's a guy, right? Let me explain the premise to you. Tell me when you start liking it or disliking it, because I'm going to try to sell you on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's no worries. So, what are you doing? You're not even looking at me.
I'm telling you, bro.
You're like, I already don't like it. So, the guy, right? The guy. What if I told you there is a guy?
Okay. It's a guy in every...
Yeah. He recently had his first girlfriend break his heart.
Okay. All right.
So, what he decides to do is... rent a girlfriend. You know, pick me up, you know, like
so emotionally. He's renting a girlfriend to get over it, the girlfriend that broke his heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the premise, right? So he's renting her in order to actually, you know, get emotionally over the girl that just dumped him.
Okay. And that's the gist of the anime.
Yeah, that's. However, the girl that he meets and rents, the girlfriend rental, mm-hmm. she holds his hand, right? And she's like, you know what? I had a lovely night with you. You were amazing, right?
Okay.
He's like, oh, shit, this girl's, you know, fantastic, you know, this and that, right? He gets back home. Are you liking it so far, or are you thinking it's cringy?
I'll let you proceed.
As of right now, can you write it down somewhere what you think of it? Like, just
I'm taking my notes.
Yeah, take it on your phone because I want to see what you think of it. I will never watch this fucking.
I'm
bullshit.
Writing this anime in my death note.
Right. I want my brain cells back. Yeah. So, the guy, right? He then gets back home. And he's like, he's like, oh, you know, I really like her. Let me rate her. Because, you know, like.
When rape her?
Rate her.
Rate her.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm like, this took a turn, bro. For the like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Like, it's a dark. Look, bright and happy. It took a turn for the darkest. Okay. So the guy rates her. And then when he rates
okay,
her.
Okay, in the app. The app.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, right? So, and then he looks at her out of curiosity just before he rates her. He's looking at it. He's like, oh, she's so lovely. She held my hand. She told me this was the best night ever.
Right.
He was like, this bitch, she told me that.
Okay.
And at which point, I thought to myself, I'm like, what the fuck did you expect? Like, what the fuck is, like, are you dumb? Because did you actually think she meant it? Yeah, she's reading off a fucking script, bro.
So, okay. So, let me pause.
Yeah.
You were. I mean, what kind of emotion is he?
He felt betrayal.
He felt betrayal that she's doing her job.
Yes.
And he employed her to do this job.
To do the job, yeah. He paid her. Okay. He paid her the equivalent of $100.
Just to hang out.
Just to, and he paid for her food, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was just a straight up date.
Yeah, at the end, she looked at him with a smile. She was like, I hate to bring this up, but about my payment. And then he was like, oh yeah, she isn't my real girlfriend. She's a rental girlfriend.
So he's having a hard time separating
her
genuine emotion from scripted or
Yeah.
I guess her scripted.
Yeah, he got mad at her for doing her job really well because she did her job really well with others.
Plot twist. He's going to start stalking her and try to kill her?
No.
You see what I'm saying? I don't like the anime.
He goes out with another date. He buys her a gun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he buys her a gun.
Yeah. So it's not like a dark anime.
No. The plot twist is that he keeps on having to buy her.
What does he do for a living? How much money? Like,
his parents own a grocery store, and he's a university student. He lives on campus.
So I mean, he can't afford.
Yeah, he's going broke.
$100 every damn.
Yeah, he's going broke over this.
So it's an addiction at this point.
It's not an addiction. The reason he does it is because his friends saw him with her,
mm-hmm.
and now he can't just dump her because it'll look weird.
Oh, so.
He has to maintain the image that he has a girlfriend.
Wow.
By continuing to rent her.
Okay. Based off of what you told me.
Yeah.
I give the anime a thumbs down. Okay. Two out of my
mind. Oh, fuck. Okay. Two of the. Hey, a zero out of 10. Thumbnail. Bro.
like, it. It could have went.
Oh, okay.
It could have went like.
Yeah.
I like the whole. Oh, okay. One date. You know what? I'm a stalker now.
Yeah. I'm gonna show her.
Mentally, I'm fucked up.
Oh, I never told you the best part.
What's up?
Is that he's still simping over his first girl.
That's what I'm saying. Like, eliminate the first girl.
But that's a huge part. That's
what drove my man to his madness. He's still hurt, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I know this sounds cliche or so obvious, this script, because you see it a lot in movies.
Yeah.
Stalk her.
Okay.
And hit her up, like.
Yeah.
So you told this guy you like holding his hand?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that shit.
Yeah. When you with me, you with me.
I thought you told me.
Either. Yeah.
This was a time. This you had a great time with me.
Yeah.
So how can you have a great time with them?
Yeah, yeah.
And now she like, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
This is.
Yeah. Well, he did tell her that. He did tell her that.
And peep this. Yeah. Now he start killing every one of her customers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Or they start bucking it out. And ultimately, he kill him.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can never find true love. Yeah, yeah.
And then so she feel like, you know what I'm saying? I think the story could have went different.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It could have. Yeah, absolutely, bro. There's a horror movie behind this.
Yeah.
But the worst part is that he continues to rent her.
Okay.
She continues to shit on him. He continues to take it. He continues to be treated like shit by his ex-girlfriend. She calls him out in front of his crew. She tells him.
The ex-girlfriend?
Or the ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
The ex-girlfriend legit tells him that, in front of everyone. Oh, he's a virgin. No girl will ever have sex. In front of everyone, bro. Oh, he smells like shit. You know, the guy, like, he's a fucking dude. Yeah, yeah. She's shitting on him. And he's just sitting there. I want to get back together with her. And meanwhile, he's paying for this new girl.
Damn.
I don't.
So.
Would you watch it?
No, I won't.
Oh, okay.
I felt like I watched it already.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I said, there's one.
I need that time back.
There's one more thing. There's one more thing that happens in the anime, right?
Okay.
There's a girl who's genuinely interested in him.
And he does not know.
He doesn't. No. Not does he does not know. He does not want her. Bruv. The fuck? The fuck?
Like, problem solved.
Problem solved. Your friends, weren't you with them? Because you don't want, you know, your crew to see that, oh, it was just a rental. Or, you know, you don't want your family to think this, right? Boom. A girl comes into your life. Beautiful. A fucking 10, right? Nice, gorgeous. You know, she has a perfect attitude. Yeah. She likes to cook you food. She'll clean your fucking house for you, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you choose? I don't like her. You know, I really like my ex-girl, the one who shitted on me in front of everybody else. But the girl
that's into him, how does she look?
Gorgeous.
Oh,
she's fucking gorgeous. She's better than his ex.
Damn.
She's better than his fucking ex, bro. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not making this shit up. So
the author is trying to convey to the people.
The I don't know.
Sometimes the grass is greener on the other side, motherfucker.
No. What the author is trying to say, this is what the author was trying. What I told you is essentially what I felt, right? And kind of what happened. What the author is trying to say is, the one that you should really be loving is the one that you're paying for. Forget about this girl who loves you. Forget about the girl who's your ex. Concentrate about the one who you're paying for.
The rental girlfriend, she's just doing her job. She don't have any emotion, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So they're just going to drag this shit along.
Yeah. And then at the end of the very first season, can I spoil it for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't give a fuck. I'm not watching it.
Okay, all right.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert for everyone, I guess. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Spoiler alert. He tells the girl. He catches feelings for her, right? He catches feelings for the rental.
Okay.
And then at the very, the last second, this is how the season ends.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. Right?
And she go.
And she looks at him like, and then cut to the credits. We'll see what happens, right?
Nice.
The thing is that the reason he tells her that is because she's no longer going to be his rental. She's moving on to bigger and better. She wants to go become an actress.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of what she was doing the whole fucking time, you know?
Yeah, she got the credentials.
Yeah, she's been acting like people's girlfriends. People rate her for it. Mm-hmm. You know, she's been getting paid for it. Bro, you might as well do this shit in front of a camera, right?
Yeah, facts.
So I'm not going to hate on her, This guy is like, you know what? Before I lose her forever, while I'm still renting her, I'm going to tell her this.
But that's the thing.
Bro, $100.
Does he really feel like that? Or he just saying some bullshit?
No, no, no. He really feels like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he really feels that way. He's a pussy. He's a bitch.
Commercial break, man.
Yeah,
come on. I'm not watching this shit.
Okay. We're back from commercial.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Also, I want to stop real quick. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. If you are on the audio platform, hit that subscribe button, turn on notifications, so that way when we drop new episodes every Tuesday, you guys are notified.
Yep.
Also, we're going to be dropping our reaction videos to anime memes.
Yeah.
So subscribe to that. We also are going to drop those on Fridays. So podcast on Tuesdays, anime meme reactions and other shit reactions on Fridays.
Yeah, most definitely. We're about to be providing some heat.
Some real content, okay? So subscribe, like, comment. If you think I'm a fucking idiot, let me know. If you think...
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, let him know.
We okay with that.
Yeah. I'm really... Know, yeah. I want you to think I'm fucking dumb. Thank you. All right. So now that we're back to this.
Okay. So...
best anime.
Yeah, let's move. Do best let's meet. Let's. I'm sorry.
Leave a let's girlfriend move in the along. Past.
Right, bro. It's just like scrambling. Okay. Like, it's just like
that anime left you speechless. Would you ever watch it? No. Say what?
No. If you pay me
$100 a week,
hell yeah,
bro. Get it. Imagine getting paid $100 a week.
Yeah. Hey.
Fuck, man.
That's bro.
That girl is fucking killing it, bro. She's fucking killing it. I swear.
She didn't have to perform anything.
The most that she did was hold his hand. She didn't kiss him. She didn't hug him. She didn't do none of that, bro. None of that.
Well, imposters, if you're a fan of how to give your money to, how to rent a girlfriend. Convince me to watch it. Let me know.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on.
All right. Tweet us. Okay. So go ahead. Should I go with my best anime or you should go?
You should go on the next two.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
still thinking about my best anime.
Oh, okay.
It's so difficult.
My best anime is I need to just talk for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
While I pull this up, because...
And when you're pulling something up...
I'm not talking about my cock.
You're not talking about that. You're in your phone pulling up...
What? This. You're about to see.
Oh, shit.
What? This shit is fire.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
Yeah, so Attack on
Titan. It was kind of obvious.
Yeah.
Because we have so much passion.
For Attack on Titan. No, I would...
I kind of figured that you will mention Attack on Titan. I'm going to go a different route, but...
I think
tell me why it's your best anime.
Okay, so I have two animes that are Attack on Titan and Naruto. So okay. I would have to say those two animes are my favorite.
Gotcha.
I watch a lot of animes. Like I'm not a rookie. Like I watch fucking animes. I do this shit. Like I fucking do this. Okay. So Attack on Titan.
Yeah, bro. Like you've seen a lot of animes. If you can watch How to Rent a Girlfriend.
Okay. All right. This man think I'm playing. I'm not playing. No. It's actually a really good anime. I would.
You recommended some heat.
Yeah, I have, but I would never recommend that. I didn't recommend that. All I did was bring it up.
I
was like, bro, I'm not telling you to watch this. I'm just telling you I watched this.
Nice.
So it's
Did it premiere on Netflix or I mean what?
I had to go looking for it.
You went.
I had to go looking because it. Yeah,
I'm not gonna ask you.
I was in the dark web. Yeah, I was in the dark web, and they brought it up. Yeah, but it's my Attack on Titan. Yeah. Clearly, because it's first of all, I didn't like season one. That's that,
and I think,
and me, I always used to say that, bro. Attack on Titan is dumb. It's not good. It's this and it's that. Right.
And I got that from my God brother, bro. I was like, watch
Attack on Titan. Wait, your God's brother?
My God brother.
Okay.
My God's brother. I guess I'm lost.
Oh, okay. Your God brother.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I was lost to your...
what I said?
Your punchline.
Oh, okay. Oh, you didn't get it?
No.
Your brother...
Bring it back. Bring it.
Okay. All right.
Fuck. You okay. Some fire. We listening, bro.
I slap you so bad, you turn evil.
Okay.
So, do you get that one? I slap you so bad, you'll turn evil. That's the right one.
Okay. But no, I told my guy brother to watch Attack on Titan, right?
Yeah.
And
did he tell you or you told him?
I told him.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get past the first season.
Is he an anime guy?
Yeah, he's
an anime
guy. Or is he
just like a casual? Oh, okay.
Nah, yeah, he watched pretty much a lot of shit.
Yeah. I'm closer. Yeah.
So, yeah, he watched a lot of stuff. And he said, I just couldn't get past season one. It didn't resonate to him.
Yeah.
And I had a different perspective because season one blew me away, bro.
So the reason I didn't like season one is because season one, they kept on getting rid of characters so fast that I was never invested in.
Gotcha.
I'm like, if you're just going to keep on getting rid of characters that I'm never really invested in, there's no point into really getting invested in any character.
And that's why I like season one. I like the idea of people actually die, bro. Like,
yeah, that we'll never see again.
Exactly. Yeah. And it introduced the real aspect.
Yeah. It's kind of like Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, when they killed Ned Stark, spoiler alert. Like you knew this the show or anime or whatever is now real. Like, they're not playing.
I really felt like, damn, this shit is getting real. Like,
yeah.
It's no clown shit. It's no, I wish you back with seven Dragon Ball shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, a character is dead.
Exactly.
You're like, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of shows, like, well, like are they really ever dead? Like, with Avengers, when half the world died, or half the universe died, exactly. They were brought back, bro.
We know that the half of the world is dead now.
Yeah.
It's gonna
eventually make a comeback.
Exactly. They're gonna be brought back,
So, yeah, same thing with that. It's like our characters, like the ones that die in this show or anime, they're never going to come back. Like a lot of the characters that I thought were important just kept on getting killed off.
Yeah.
Even like Erwin. Like, Erwin was like a really central character, and he died after getting his arm cut off.
Exactly.
He
skated death the first time, right?
Yeah, with getting his arm torn off. Yeah,
lost his arm.
But
the second time around, he wasn't too lucky.
Yeah, and him and many other soldiers who died in that battle against the beast Titan.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a lot of people who are, in fact, dying and not coming back. And the thing is, like, I was like, okay, you know what? Years later... Mm-hmm. Between season three and season four, the last season, I thought to myself, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, bro. I'll just go give this shot. I'll give this anime another shot. It's no biggie, right?
Gotcha.
I watched it. I was like, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, like, you eventually get to the point of, like, you know, like, Bertolt and Reiner. Like, the thing is, they were like, oh, these guys betrayed us, you know, like, they're up to no good, they're up to something. And then, like, we have to question them in a really, you know, secretive way to get as much information that we don't spook them.
Yeah.
On the top of the wall, they put their hand on Eren's shoulder and like, hey, I'm the Beast Titan, and he's a Colossal Titan, and we need you to come back home with us. We don't want to kill you.
We don't want to kill you.
Yeah.
He's like,
like, you're joking. Come on, guys. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Even though he knew at that time, but he's like, you know what, fuck you. And then he turns, you know, turn into Colossal Titan. And then, like, the whole thing happens. And then Historia being royal blood and how Historia, like, her older sister would wipe her memory every time she comes to visit her. Just some crazy shit, bro. Just some crazy shit. And, like, it's all that's what I like about this shit. It's like, the author thought of everything before he released the story. Mm-hmm. And as he's revealing the story, it's all being connected.
Yeah.
Same, like it's, and some animes, you get the feeling of as the guy's going, he's making this shit up. Like, I'm not gonna lie, Naruto kind of did that. Bleach kind of did that.
Gotcha. And another point I want to add to Attack on Titan. I don't think just reading the manga give you that full experience, right?
Yeah.
The animation of Attack on Titan is beautiful. Some argue that this last season, the animation sucked. They don't like the CGI stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They say MAPPA let us down. Yeah.
Exactly, but, you know, I'm not too hard to please in that regard.
Yeah.
The first four seasons, bro, what is first?
Three?
Three, yeah. Yeah. First three seasons, I read the manga, right?
Yeah.
I watched the anime.
Yeah.
If I really love something, bro, I'm going to just focus on one element of it, right?
Yeah.
With Attack on Titan, I found myself rewatching the anime to get...
You never rewatch anything.
Right? I don't. Or rarely. Exactly. Yeah. If I want to rewatch something, not rewatch something, but if it's information I want to...
You'll just look that up.
I just look it up or read the manga. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with Attack on Titan, man, it was just like... I felt so much emotion.
With the characters.
With the characters. And the story. I was so invested in... And the animation, the story, you know what I'm saying? The animated story really hit it for me, bro.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, yeah, Attack on Titan is real good. It's in my top three anime of all time.
So if that's not in your, if that and Naruto are not your best animes, what would you say is your best anime?
I will say One Piece is my best anime.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
One Piece.
Yeah.
So a little backstory. For those who are on the audio platform, you can't see this, but I have in the screen behind me a picture of the Yonkos, mm-hmm. Which Julian tells me is, in fact, the four emperors.
Yeah.
Now five emperors. And the thing is, the photo that I chose, one of those people is not even part of the four Yonkos anymore.
Exactly.
So he didn't want this picture up.
But I he thought it's an OP picture. It's cool. So I'm like, yeah, you can rock with it.
Yeah. Kaido, like, Shanks, Whitebeard, Blackbeard, and Big Mama.
Yeah, Big Mom.
Big Mom.
Yep.
Is that really her name?
Lin Lin is her name.
Lilin?
Lin Lin.
Lin Lin.
Yep. That's a fucking dumb name. She powerful, bro.
Oh, okay. She got saggy titties. Yeah, go ahead. So you're excited. Yeah,
One Piece, bro. And the thing about One Piece, bro, I read One Piece.
You read One Piece?
The thing is, the early adaptation of One Piece was kind of fucked up because I think Funimation or somebody, the producers that animated One Piece, I think it was Fun or something like Four Kids, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So Four Kids fucked up the animation of One Piece back in the day. You got to keep in mind, One Piece was out.
It's like 2001, right?
Yeah, One Piece is going 20 years strong, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, you know how Sanji got the carry around, he always got a cigarette in his mouth?
Yeah.
Four Kids animation catered around kids, bro.
Yeah.
So they replaced, I'm sorry, they replaced.
What are you sorry for?
I think I spat on you.
Okay.
And, you know.
I'm okay.
I only do that to my enemies.
Oh.
So I apologize. So they replaced Sanji's cigarette with a lollipop.
Yeah,
popsicle. I mean, just a sucker.
To make it friendly.
To make it child friendly. And a lot of things in a story, they just pretty much like.
Four Kids is American.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because they did the same thing with Yu-Gi-Oh. There was a Yu-Gi-Oh card, Harpy's Feather Duster or some shit like that.
Okay,
this bitch had her titties out, uh-huh. And they had to censor that.
They censored it. Yeah. So yeah, to sum it up, they censored a lot of One Piece, right?
Yeah.
And that's what decreased the popularity of One Piece during that era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't true to the manga.
You know what I'm saying?
So they pretty much redid it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you watch One Piece anime now.
Oh, right now it's really nice.
It's nice, you know what I'm saying? And even, you know, with the latest studios they got in Wano series, bro. It's the animation is fucking flawless, bro.
Yeah, I bet.
Like the Zoro fight, you know, everything that's happening right now is pretty much good. And why One Piece is my true love, bro. It's like I'm invested in the character. It's like an endless amount of characters in a One Piece story, bro.
Yeah.
I'm invested in Luffy in a Straw Hat's journey.
Yeah.
I want to see how Luffy become the King of Pirates because I know he's destined to become the King of Pirates.
It's a whole universe. It's literally a universe,
bro. Yeah. And Luffy is not even my favorite character of One Piece.
He's neither am I,
They got so many characters. Like, Oda is a genius, bro. And
do you like Luffy?
Yeah, I love Luffy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know you pretty much, you don't like the...
I don't like any of the Straw Hats. And,
okay.
Yeah. Maybe except Robin.
I feel you,
Yeah.
But yeah, I just love how Oda, he don't leave gaps or plot holes. He tie everything together, bro.
Yeah, eventually.
You know what I'm saying? Eventually. Yeah. And like, he may reference something early in the story. And what I love about manga, bro, he can introduce something in like, for example, chapter 100, bro. And he's so smart and brilliant he foreshadowed on something in chapter 100, and it'll come together in chapter 400.
Yeah.
I know it seemed kind of like overwhelming and like, shit, people that...
How am I expected to remember that?
Exactly, bro. That's the beauty of it, bro. Yeah. But he like, so, like, he's in the fucking clouds, bro. It's just like, he don't miss nothing, man. He's a GOAT, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody know that Oda is the GOAT of this manga.
More like Goda.
Goda, yeah, that's his nickname. Real
I
shit.
Made that up.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
But yeah, that's why I love One Piece. Like, the adventure and the investment I got with the characters.
Yeah, no, it's genuinely, they always say this. It would be a top tier anime if you took out the Straw Hats.
Okay. So, some may argue.
Yeah.
Some may.
So, you know, that's just the way I look at it. Yeah. I like them. I really do. I really like that kind of anime. So
yeah,
it's that's that.
Yep.
Worst anime.
All right. What's your worst anime, my boy?
I think your worst anime is for sure Rent a Girlfriend.
I can't even say it's my worst anime because I physically never lay eyes on.
But would you watch it?
I won't watch it.
My worst anime is My Hero Academia.
My Hero. Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, that's gotta be an unpopular opinion, but hey, you know, it's my fucking opinion, bro.
Okay.
You know what they say about opinions? They're like assholes. Everybody's got one.
I'm gonna give you the bulk of this because I don't have too much material or like details.
Do you want me to shit talk Deku for a solid 10 minutes?
No, not a solid 10 minutes. I know there are reasons why you don't like My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Compared to my worst anime, it's just like, it's just so quick.
What's your worst anime?
Black Butler. That's the worst anime I've
seen. Oh, did you finish it?
No.
Oh, so and that's the
reason why it's my worst anime, because normally, once I...
This man's a rookie.
Once I start an anime, right, you're I'm fine. Like, okay. Yeah. I couldn't finish it because it was that bad to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't even get past the first two episodes.
This guy's a rook, bro. This guy.
So that's what I'm saying. That's why I said the worst anime aspect is hard because do you want to say what's your worst anime you've seen, like straight up finish? Like,
oh, no. Whatever you think whatever is the worst anime.
And I think Black Butler is the worst anime because I couldn't even get into the story. I couldn't even finish it. And when I thought it was going to be kind of sweet. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, I can't even. What a letdown.
You can't bring yourself to finish it?
Yeah, it's like, bro, like, I probably would have purchased
Poison?
A DVD or something of it, right?
Yeah.
Just to see what it's about. Mm. And I would have try to return it after I watch. Yeah. You know how you purchase a game, like, okay, based off of the previews of the game, based off the
It looks solid.
Okay, let me get into it. I'm gonna buy the game. Yeah. Not even playing
let me look at Black Butler, because it's a guy who's another guy's servant, and he's just like, he's tall, he's quiet.
Yeah, and he looks OP, like certain scenes. Maybe it gets better, I don't know, but I couldn't get into it. It was just too fucking weird.
Yeah, no, it is. So it's not everyone's cup of tea. Yep.
So, let me get past that. And I know you about to close us out on why you don't fucking like My Hero Academia.
There was an episode that we did on the podcast earlier. For those who have listened to it, it's probably like episode 6, 7, something like that. Yeah, so I think Deku is a spoiled punk bitch brat rat faced fuck pussy. So
I think the episode was Deku versus Tanjiro
from
Demon Slayer.
Yeah, and I said that Tanjiro is everything that Deku wishes he could be.
Okay.
And that, and this is what I said then, and that Deku, or no, Tanjiro is by far one of the best characters, and Deku is by far one of the worst characters in all of anime.
And I was bewildered. I was like, fucking lost, bro.
Do you look me in the face right now and tell me that you like Deku?
Deku is my guy, yeah.
You like him as an anime character. You look at him and you say, "I can stand looking at this thing."
Absolutely, bro.
Okay, I've never wished I had a Death Note more. To not write Deku's name in there, to write the man who wrote him into existence,
and that's
why I would write that man's name into existence.
That's why I'm lost, bro. Because my argument is, how can you like Tanjiro and don't like Deku?
Yeah.
And their characters are so similar, bro.
No, they're not.
Why?
No, they're not. Because Tanjiro had everything taken from him and is working his way to save the world and bring his sister back. Deku saw that, saw what the popular kids had, and he wanted to be just like them.
Nope.
That's not what happened?
No. That's not Deku's driving force.
Okay. No. So
driving force.
You know, that's an insult to real heroes who put their lives on the line every fucking day.
You don't need to be a hero. Have no ability, bro.
Yeah.
And like I
you don't need you, to have an ability to be a hero.
In a line of fire.
Yeah.
To protect.
Good. I wish he would have died. Yeah. It should have been him who died.
Like,
yeah.
So heroic, right? Deku. And that's why he was blessed
He should have died.
With the one for all for one. I always get them mixed up.
Yeah.
But his ability.
Yeah, it should have been him who died.
He's a real hero.
He's a real pussy. We can end it on that note.
So... it's your worst anime because it's a no-go because the main character, that's the story is revolving around Deku.
Yeah,
you just do not like Deku.
Yeah.
So do you like anybody else in the My Hero universe?
Because
they got some solid characters.
Yeah, they do. The thing is, I'm drawing a blank on their names, but the guy with white hair and red highlights, guy's cool.
Mm-hmm.
One of the girls is really cool.
Yep.
And
bro, the villains, they do like awesome characters.
Yeah. The villains are really legit. The
villains are sweet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like the villains from One Punch Man. Yeah. They're top tier. I agree with that. It's really solid.
So I'm gonna say your worst anime selection is kind of biased. Because you're just a fanboy of
Tanjiro?
No, you're a fanboy of disliking Deku.
Yeah, I am a fan. If there was a religion that was purely dedicated to hating Deku, I would join it. I would become the pope of that religion. I would become president, CEO. I would become the figurehead. I dislike Deku, and if you like Deku, I probably dislike you.
Nah, damn.
Yeah.
All right.
That's me a favor and unsubscribe if you love
us. Don't do it. I love Deku, so you can help out.
Yeah. Thumbs up for him, okay? So if you like this, if you like what he's saying,
just give us a half thumbs up.
Yeah. As always, if you guys dislike... No, hold on. Let me think of this. Okay.
Dislike Deku.
No, if you guys dislike... No. If you guys ever feel as if you don't belong somewhere and that you lucked into the position that you somehow find yourself in, and that if you think that you are lucky and you don't deserve to have all this wealth and you don't deserve to have everything that you have, then you may be suffering from the imposter syndrome. And if that's the case, then this is a podcast for you, because we are the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. We'll see you guys next week. Like, comment, subscribe. Thank you very much. What?